We were reminded of that 20 years ago tomorrow, and we can't not think of what happened on 9/11. We will never forget, those of us of a certain age. Now, there are those kids who lost a dad, for example, that they never met. They were born after their dad died on 9/11. There's a bunch of those kids turning 20 and 21. Then, like millions of others 20 years ago tomorrow, they watched in confusion and fear as the 9/11 attacks unfolded. But unlike adults, today's millennials were just impressionable children who often couldn't process or verbalize their feelings. WJR's senior news analyst Marie Osborne talked with local millennials about their experience that day and how the day that changed history changed them as people. Marie?
And Paul, each of the people that we talked to about 9/11 said they experienced a deep sense of fear that day. Donovan is a local attorney. He says his school did not let the children watch TV that day, although he was an inquisitive 12-year-old and he knew something was wrong. His fears were confirmed when his mom picked him up at school.
I remember that she looked like she had been crying or something, and she said something about, you know, I don't know if she used the word terrorist, but she said that somebody had attacked the United States.
And 13-year-old Courtney, now a content creator, says she had just visited New York City and the towers with her family. She had a special connection, and she said she felt physically ill.
So I had this, like, immediate personal connection to it, and I remember just feeling very afraid.
Laura, an advertising executive, was just 10 years old that day. She said she couldn't really grasp the enormity of what had happened, but it changed her life in a profound way. She says she never viewed the world the same way after 9/11.
You know, it was like an eye-opening moment. I feel like I had never experienced or seen anything like that in my lifetime, so it was definitely changed my outlook on the way the world works.
Lloyd is a postal worker with three young daughters. He was 13. His school allowed the students to watch coverage that day, although he says, like other teens, they were slow to piece together what was going on. But then, indeed, the fear set in.
Around the time the second one had crashed, that's when I had got scared. Because I'm like, oh, this is getting real. Like, this is really some people just trying to take over our country.
And how did 9/11 change their lives? Like Laura, who said she lost her sense of security, Donovan says 9/11 changed him deeply. It happened in the days following 9/11 when certain groups of people, he said, were singled out as bad.
It was the first time that I remember thinking, like, very distinctly about, like, otherness. You know what I mean? I remember that was the first time that I kind of, I think, felt that fear of somebody else or, you know, a dividing line.
And he said that's what propelled him as an adult to seek out people and cultures that were different than him. He said it was an effort, really, to turn his fear into understanding. And, Paul, one last interesting point to bring up. When I talked to all of these young people, each one of them said that they never had a unit or a chapter, let's say, in their history class or in any part of their education that taught them about what happened on 9/11. They had remembrances, you know, where they would remember that day or honor that day, but there was never anything in their textbooks or classroom work about 9/11.
Wow. That's terrible to hear.
Yeah, I found that very interesting. And all
20 years later.
Yeah, all of these people went to different schools, different districts all through the metro area, private as well as public schools.
Well, we do have this in common. None of us have viewed the world the same way ever again, the way we did before 9/11, 2001.